Some of us are native to Bismarck. Some of us are not. Some of us are tall. Some of us not so tall. Some of us are young. Some of us are seasoned. Some of us are wealthy. And some of us live from paycheck to paycheck. Some of us have good health. And some of us are currently experiencing some very serious health concerns. Some of us are married, some are single, some are widowed, some are divorced, some are priests. Some of us are Catholic, and some of us are not. Now, I could go on and on, but I think the point is clear, that this 11:30 Mass at the cathedral this morning is a very diverse crowd. Each of us has our own stories. Each of us has our own past. Each of us has our own future. But as different as we may be, there's also a lot that we have in common. You might be saying, oh, we're Christian. Yes, that's true. But there's also something else that all of us have in common. And in fact, what we have in common, we also share with all those who don't join us Sunday after Sunday. That which we have in common, we actually share with every single human heart. And so what is it that at the most fundamental level that you and I all share, that you and I have all in common, that you and I share with every single human person that we know? What is it? We have to ask the question, what makes us tick? What gives us motivation? What are we seeking? That which you and I seek the most is very simple. It's happiness. What you and I are after is the great quest for happiness. What every human heart is designed by God to do is to seek happiness. The reason we do what we do, the reason we say what we say, the choices that we make day after day, week after week, are because of one thing. Because we want to be happy. And there's nothing wrong with that. It's actually why God created us. And now you might be saying, Father, this is nothing new. You're right. People like Aristotle, way back thousands of years before Christ, said this. People like St. Thomas Aquinas, whose feast day we celebrated yesterday, said this, that what the human heart seeks the most is happiness. That's why you're here this morning, because we're seeking happiness. Now, I bring up this point today because we're given to us this beautiful gospel of the Beatitudes. And really what's at the heart of these Beatitudes is Jesus trying to give to you and to me a pathway to happiness. Because that word beatitude, blessed are they who, blessed are you who, that word beatitude in Greek means happy. Happy are they who. Happy are you when you do this. I told Monsignor last night after the 5 o'clock Mass, it's really hard to preach on the Beatitudes. And I haven't found a way to effectively teach or preach on the Beatitudes, to tell you the truth, because they seem so obscure. Because the Beatitudes, everyone, they're paradoxes. Two things that seem to be contradictory are actually held together as true. Blessed are those who mourn, they will be comforted. Blessed are those who seek righteousness, they shall be satisfied. Blessed are those who are poor in spirit. Theirs is the kingdom of heaven. These two truths that seem to be opposites, Jesus actually brings together as true. The Beatitudes, everyone, give us a glimpse into the heart of Christ. What do we mean by that? If we want to know what Jesus experienced in his heart, then we look to the Beatitudes, that Jesus experienced poverty of spirit. That Jesus experienced what it's like to mourn, that Jesus experienced true meekness, that Jesus experienced what it's like to be merciful, that Jesus experienced what it's like to be persecuted for the sake of the kingdom of heaven, that the Beatitudes give us a glimpse into the heart of Christ. And what he's now doing, he's saying to us, his disciples, if you want to be happy, then live how I live. If you want to be happy, then recognize that by living the Beatitudes, you are being invited to experience my own heart. The whole goal of the Christian life is to get God's life in us. And when we're living the Beatitudes, we are, in a sense, getting God's life in us. There's just one challenge, right? We seek happiness elsewhere. St. Thomas Aquinas calls them the four false gods. And we all seek happiness at some point in life in one of these four false gods, whether it's pleasure, whether it's material goods, whether it's honor, whether it's power, that we think, ah, if I pursue happiness there in one of these spots, then I'll be satisfied, then I'll be content, then I'll be fulfilled. But what we forget is God did not invent the human heart to run on power. God did not run the human spirit to run on pleasure. God did not invent and create the human heart to run on honor and material goods. He created the human heart to run on one thing. Him. Him. Nothing else. And when we try to put something else in there to run on, we get frustrated. We get annoyed. We get ticked off. We feel unfulfilled. Why? Because we're putting something in us that the human heart wasn't meant to run on. The human heart was created by God to run on him. True happiness is found when we run on him. And here's the good news of the gospel. More than you want happiness for yourself, more than you want happiness for your spouse, more than you want happiness for your kids, somebody else wants it all the more. The Lord. The Lord wants us to have it more than anyone else. So let's continue to remind ourselves again and again where we find true happiness. It's found in Christ. It's found in living the Beatitudes. It's found in conforming our lives to his. Let's have such faith that we can go to him for the happiness for which you and I seek.